that a moon gets a big and bright. It's supernatural delight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Jerry Bader Show, Ted 21. Jason's Bumpers, all dance songs today, or dance themed. Hoping that the Badgers will turn out the lights at the end of the big dance. Wouldn't that be? I don't want to get too excited about it because it could end instantly, but dang. After a frustrating 2013 sports year, in most other ways, Packers, Brewers, Bucks, Badger football continue to be successful. You might apply for the head coaching job at Milwaukee. Could you do any worse? Hey, could I do any worse? And I don't know the first thing about basketball coaching. I don't. You have experience. You know what? It'd be cool for like a week to see. Just imagine if you rattled off like 5 wins in a row. What the hell would they do then? All right. Governor Scott Walker has signed the early voting bill, but he also employed his partial veto. Oh, yeah, I got to share that email. I have to. Thank you. Got a very good friend who's a big Michigan State fan. Hates the University of Michigan, the Wolverines, with a passion. By the way, that's obviously in all sports. That's one of the great rivalries, is State versus the U. He sends an email. I pointed out that three of the four could be Final Four team, could be Big Ten teams in the Final Four. He goes, go Sparty, go Bucky, go Wolf. I'm going to throw up. Yeah, you know what? I want them there, though. I mean, I would like it. I would love to see the Badgers have to go through both. I think it'd be very good. Anyway, Scott Walker yesterday signed a number of controversial measures, including a bill that makes uniform voting early voting hours. Now, the bill that was sent to him set hours uniformly around the state, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., but limited to 45 hours voting during that time. He took that out, and local municipalities can allow early voting for 10 business days prior to the election, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., with no limit on how many hours per week. But he did leave in the prohibition on voting, early voting on weekends. This is already, so here's what you have, 110 hours in which to vote, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., whatever shift you work, that should work for you. You have 2 weeks, that is 10 business days, excluding weekends, to get your ass out and vote, and election day itself. Yet there are cries of long waiting lines that are going to dissuade people from voting. That's just an absolute lie. They're trying to make this as racist when there's nothing racist, nothing voter suppressive about it. Nothing. So it's 110 hours, the 2 weeks prior to election. You have 10 business days where, if let's just walk through this. If you work third shift, you can stay awake and go vote. If you work second shift, you have all day to vote before you go in. Most second shifters go in at 3 o'clock, right? 3 to 11. Isn't that the standard second shift, Jason, for most employees? 3 to 11. If your first shift, and if you get off at 4, 5, 6, or even as late as 7, you know, just before 7, you can go vote. But as Right Wisconsin points out, 110 hours to vote early apparently kills democracy. Mark it down. March 27th, 2014, was the day democracy died in Wisconsin. Don't take my word for it. See the statements of Democratic Party officials and progressive groups. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca Governor Walker's top priority today was to make it much more difficult for people to vote. That's just a lie. It does not. And instead of doing the right thing and outright rejecting strict new limits on early voting, strict new limits. You know what would be a strict limit? Election day only. That would be a strict limit. And somehow, even with that strict limit, people used to figure out how to vote. The governor took a disgraceful bill and made it simply terrible. It's as if the governor's party took a wrecking... Listen to this. Oh, my gosh. Talk about hyperbole. It's as if the governor's party took a wrecking ball to the House of Democracy, and the governor claimed he made it better by tying a pink ribbon on the porch. Are they really that stupid? By the way, speaking of hyperbole, we must do this in the next half hour. Jason, go to jerrybadershow.com, the Bader blog. The Harry Reid video, we're going to want that for after 10:30. Talk about people blowing things completely out of proportion. That one, you could always say, I don't recall. Have the audio from that video, right? This is incredible. Representative Chris Taylor. Today's bill signing just goes to show that Democrats want to fix problems while Republicans want to rig elections. Rig elections. Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Scott Walker took the shameful step of signing into law a voter suppression bill designed to make it harder for senior students, veterans, and minorities to exercise their rights at the ballot box. Has one of them ever explained how it does that? Ever? You have from 8A to 7P 2 weeks prior to Election Day and Election Day itself. It is racist and it is insulting to seniors and other minorities to suggest that they can't figure out how to vote within that period of time. It's just insane. One Wisconsin now. Governor Walker has made his choice. He's put the political ambitions first and turned his back on the constitutional right of Wisconsinites to vote. It is violating the constitutional right to give you 2 weeks before the election to vote. Really. He is aiding and abetting the fraudulent manipulation of the rules on voting. What the hell is it? Even for them, that's whack job. Voting being perpetrated by the Republican-controlled legislature. United Wisconsin. Today, Governor Walker put politics ahead of people by signing SB 324. His actions amount to betrayal of trust of the hundreds of thousands of Wisconsin seniors, veterans, students, and working people who regularly exercise their right to vote via early absentee ballot. How? By giving them 110 hours in which to vote before the election? Given that you know all of what they're saying is false, you have to ask, what is their real motive? How have they been manipulating the incredibly ridiculous expanded hours? Clearly, they're losing something that they're resorting to lying in this way. It's amazing. Right, Wisconsin writes, with this much hysteria, Governor Walker must have signed something really bad. So what exactly did the governor do to take a wrecking ball to the House of Democracy? The legislature decided that it would be fair if all citizens in Wisconsin have uniform hours to fill out and submit an in-person absentee ballot. No municipality would be able to open their polling places during all hours before an election, while citizens in other counties were not afforded that opportunity. The legislature passed a bill that prohibits night and weekend voting in the 2 weeks prior to an election and limit the number of hours available to 45 hours. It is now 110 hours because of the Walker veto. But that's not enough for them. That's not enough. It's not enough for however they think they can manipulate the system. That's what this is all about. All right, you do want to hear the Harry Reid. If you have not heard this Harry Reid audio, I know it's online and you might have. If you haven't, go nowhere. It's 10:30. I come home in the morning. I go to bed. Feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired. Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.